our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halakhas of Nachash. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh Sim Kuf Ayin Tes says, "Ein shaylim b'choizma k'chovim v'loy b'gerolos." We're not allowed to look at stargazers. We're not allowed to ask. We're not allowed to rely on a lateral, a lottery. And it's interesting to point out that the Miches Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem teaches us that even if the person that we're asking is an Akum, the person who asked the question is over the Aveira. Moreover, says the Miches Chinuch, besides the Isser of Lo Sanachshu V'Lo Sanaynu, there's also the Lav of B'chukosem Lo Selechu, and there's also the Assay of Tamam Tiyah Em Hashem Elokecha, that all of them are violated by doing these types of that. And indeed, as the Rama says, Mishum Shenem Tamam Tiyah Hashem Elokecha. And in fact, the Sefer Chassidim says that person should not rely on dreams to determine what to do, because that too is a form of nachash. For Koshkein, Dasa Lishoel, the Koisim or Nachshim, certainly one can't ask a Koisim or Menachash, as we just learned in our Gemara, how serious that is. There's an interesting question that the Paiskim already discuss. What about hypnosis? Is that considered a nachash? And the Shas Tshuva Binyan Tzion says that only what the Torah says is osur. What the Torah doesn't say it's osur is we don't consider as nachash. And the Maram Shik says that we have to be very careful to avoid a nachash to the degree that if we see a person does these types of activities, nachash, we should not support them in any way. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Beis, Nohagush Ein Maschilem V'Beis V'Dalad. There's a minig that we don't begin something new, a new endeavor, on a Monday or a Wednesday. The Pais can say that that's only like a business or renting a home. However, if there's anything that involves a mitzvah, and the Pais can say going to the doctor or having a medical procedure is a mitzvah, Nishmatim Oidla Nafshe Seichem is obviously a mitzvah, that isn't a problem. The Pais can also say that if you have to do something and the only options you have are Monday or Wednesday, Monday is less of a problem than Wednesday. And therefore, the Dakar Tshuva in Sivkotan Yud Gimel says that if somebody is building a new home and the builder, for whatever reason, needs to begin on a Monday or a Wednesday, what you should do is do some sort of activity in starting the building before Monday and Wednesday, and then they when they do begin their actual work on Monday and Wednesday, it's not considered that they began on Monday and Wednesday. In general, the Paiskim say, because there are those that say that you should never get married on the first of the month, the third of the month, the fifth of the month, so we take these days. Some say you should never get married at that end of the month. We're going to talk about this in a moment. So it's in a lot of these things, the klal is, the rule is, man the kapit kaptin about day. As much as you're concerned about it, that's how much it is indeed an issue. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch continues, vein nosim nashim, we only make weddings el b'mili halavona in the first half of the month, not the second half of the month. The Paiskim say that if there's a reason to get married right away, for whatever reason, you don't have to be makman on this. And they also, the B'nai Sascha says that you don't, this issue doesn't apply in the month of Elul and in the month of Adar. Elul because they're Yimei HaRachamim, and Adar is because it's the Yimei HaSimcha. And the Rama says that's why the minig in the yeshivas is that when does the Nuzman begin? On Rosh Chodesh. Kapish ein nichush, even though, as we're learning, we're not allowed to make a nachash, making a simen, as we discussed in our previous year, is permitted. And if somebody does something which he knows is against the mazel, he shouldn't do it. A person shouldn't spend his time thinking about this, but he knows that if something is a sakana, he should avoid it. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Gimel. Ha'im apiti nafla. My bread fell out of my mouth. Or makli mayada, my stick fell out of my hand. Or b'nei karli mechari. My son is calling me from behind me. Oi. A deer stops him on his way. There's a snake on his right side. A fox on his left side. And therefore, the person takes these signs as something serious. They did sort of the nachash with birds, with stars, with cats. The Kenaimer al task live nice through many chakras for Matsu Shabbat. Don't, the first thing in the day should not be that I have to pay a bill, or the first thing Matsu Shabbos, the first day of the week, Matsu Rish Chodesh. The Kenaimer Shochet Tarnagol Shikar Ka'arv, a chicken that sounds like a raven. The Tanagol is Shikar Ka'tanagol also. All these things are considered nachash. The Pesach Tshuva says that it's only an issue if you verbalize it. If you just think it, it's not really an isser. However, the Apaiskim say that we're learning Tam Tiyah Meshem Lekecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're thinking. Also, the Apaiskim say that if there's a minig in a family that they don't do something in a certain time, that is not considered a nachash. Says the Rama, Yesh Oimrim in Ema Atam Lama Mitzav Lishchad Tanagoylus. Somebody doesn't say the reason why he's said to kill this chicken that has this abnormality. Elo Omak Stam Shchoit Kanazel Tanagoylusu. He just says Shech this chicken Mutal Shach to Kishikar Tanagol. Then you could kill it v'ken one minute. Continues the Shulchan Aruch with the halacha that we just spoke about in our Gemara. Bais tinnik for isha, abishay nichush, they're not considered nichush, yesh simen. Hago, and the Rama explains, as we explained when we learned our Gemara, im etzlich achazeh gimel pomim aloi. If he was successful three times after this, that's a good simen. Became mut aloi melatinnik. Furthermore, if you meet a young child and you ask him, psykli psukecha, tell me the pasuk that you learned in yeshiva. That is permissible. And we find it many times by Mordechai. The Gemara Masechta Megillah says that we could rely on this. And the Be'er Hativ, quoting the Shach, says the reason we could do so is because this is not considered a nachash or nor even a simen. It's actually considered a nevuah. Continues the Rama, the Yesh Oimrim, the Adam Mutter Las Sim Bedavish Yovel Asid. Now the Rama addresses the issue that we discussed in our previous year. Is what Eliezer did considered Nakash or not? And says the Rama, Yesh Oimrim, the Adam Mutter Las Sim Bedavish Yovel Asid. You can make a simon for something that's going to happen. That's the opinion of the Ravid. The opinion of the Rambam. And says the Rama, which this is the important rule to always follow. b'toyim. Somebody goes b'tmimus, v'teich b'Hashem, and trusts in Hashem, he should know that chesed yisrael v'venu, he will always be surrounded by chesed, because the best hashgacha and the one that we should always rely on is chesed Hashem, kilei somnu, kilei chalu rachamav.